Smokies, what are they called?
The what?
Smokies. That's Highland.
I don't know.
How about the Rockies in the west? That's
Mountain
Highland.
Peaks.
What?
Mountain peaks.
Mm-hmm. Good. Now, would you describe different kinds of fences you have around here?
Well, we only have a woven wire fence, and then we have barbed wire with three strands.
Mm-hmm. Three strands wrapped around each other?
No, they're about 12 inches apart.
Oh, I see. Is that placed on top of the woven wire fence?
No, that's, well, we do place one or two strands on top of woven wire, but three strands about a foot apart will hold pretty good, well, it'll hold cattle.
Mm-hmm. Would you describe how you make a fence like that?
The barbed wire fence? Well, of course, you set your post first and then take a bar and put through the spool of wire, and as you walk along, it'll unroll, and you stretch it through there, and then you pull it tight with the rope blocks, nail it, and it's ready to use.
You have all the posts out first?
Yeah, set the post first.
Uh-huh. You have a special term for the first post you set up?
Corner post.
Mm-hmm. Good. Now, how about fences made of wood? Say, wooden slats. What are they called?
They're slat fences.
Uh-huh.
Slat noir, they call them.
Uh-huh. How far apart are those slats?
They're usually about 3 or 4 inches apart.
And how wide are the slats?
They're about 4 inches wide.
Mm-hmm. Were they ever called anything else? Do you remember?
No.
Mm-hmm. How about in the olden days, the fences made of wood that was made like this?
There were rail fences.
Would you describe the construction of the rail fences, if you can remember?
Yes, I've never built any, but we've had some on the farm here that they were laid in a zigzag manner, one on top of each other, and built them up about, say, 10 rails high.
Now, were the ground rails placed first before any of the second rails up were placed?
Yeah, had to be.
Mm-hmm.
And take one layer on another.
Uh-huh. You never started one layer before the other one was finished.
Oh, you mean for the entire fence?
Yeah.
Well, you could start several up and then bring it on out. But I never saw a rail fence built.
Mm-hmm. How about fences made from the rocks in the field? You ever seen one of those?
I've seen lots of them around Lexington.
Uh-huh. You know how they're made?
No, I just know they're stacked on top of each other till you get up, say, 4 or 5 feet high, and then there's a row of edge on top of them to cap it off with.
Uh-huh. Was mortar used there, or were the stones?
No, they're just laid without any mortar.
What was that called, you know, the fence?
Well, stone fence.
Okay, now, going back to your childhood again, what was the usual type of homemade bread in your house?
Cornbread.
Uh-huh. And how was that made, do you know?
Well, it was made with meal. Well, hoe cake was really what we eat mostly. That was hot water and